expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, all right. You heard that warning. Heed that warning. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT in sort of soggy, sort of sunny Sandpoint, 1400 AM. We're also on 1450 AM, KBFI, and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You can also pick us up on 97.1 FM and anytime at NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's Wednesday. It's North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly local radio talk show where we take a subject somewhat pertinent to what's going on and create a top 10 list. Right? We do this every Wednesday, just about. We've covered top 10 foods in various forms, top 10 summer drinks, top 10 winter drinks, top 10 beers, top 10 hiking spots.
Not just drinks. We do other things. Like, yes, hiking spots. Birds.
We did birds. Last week, we did top 10 things to plant in spring in North Idaho.
Cereal.
That was a lot of fun. Top 10 cereals.
You can plant cereal?
Yeah.
You can. It's got to come from somewhere.
Honeycomb are my favorite to plant in the spring.
I like Lucky Charms. So they kind of dance around in the garden. Yeah. Anyway, it's our top 10 this week is our top 10 favorite songs lately. So it would be impossible for the three of us because I know we're all big music fans. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do a top 10 favorite song of all time.
No, I don't think
that's possible because it changes pretty much weekly. Like exactly. I'll go on this Bob Dylan binge or whatever. Anyway, so it's not necessarily of all time. It is just at this particular time.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I spent a lot of time in the last 14, 15 months listening to songs. Besides reading and watching Netflix, there wasn't a lot else to do. Anyway, as always, we bring in an expert guest host to help us out. So this week, we welcome in the world's most renowned expert on favorite songs at the time, Scott McLongstreet. Now, Scott and I were DJs a lifetime ago at an alternative rock station down on the Central Coast, just south of the Big Sur area. It was K-O-T-R. We called it K-Otter because there were lots of ocean otters in that area.
Otters.
I never put that together.
Yeah. K-Otter. Oh. So, Scott's back with us, and we'll be doing those top 10 favorite songs at the time being here in just a minute. But first, are you hungry?
No,
do you miss looking at classic cars? Well, you can join Sandpoint Area Seniors and the Injectors Auto Club and help feed Sandpoint seniors. I don't want to feed them. No, I think it means they're raising money for their food program.
Spoon and shovel it in.
This is actually a great thing that I fully support.
I go to it every year except last year because it didn't happen. It is back, the Injectors Auto Club fundraiser for the seniors. It'll be at the, it's a barbecue and they bring out, you know, desserts. The desserts are amazing and different condiments and side dishes and stuff. So mark your calendar for Saturday, June 19th at the Sandpoint Senior Parking Lot, 10 until 2. And here's the thing, $5 per plate.
What?
No way.
$5.
Wow.
Burgers, hot dogs, salads, desserts. The Injectors, which seems to get bigger every year, they're classic cars. They're going to have mini golf.
Wow.
I have Sherry back on the show tomorrow. We'll find out what mini golf's all about.
Yeah.
So, and open house for the Daybreak Center. It's all happening on June the 19th. It's a Saturday at the Senior Center, and they are located 820 Main Street in Sandpoint, 263-6860. What else is going on today? You don't have to mark your calendars. You just have to remember this for the next 5 hours. Today at 5 o'clock at the Ponderay Winery is our first Sandpoint Chamber Business After Hours in well over a year.
Well over a year.
It is at the winery. It's sponsored by Ting, and they do such a great job with the Business After Hours. So just looking forward to getting out and, you know, maybe have a beer or a glass of wine and and just be social again.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Exactly. It is free, open to the public. I don't know what the deal is with the wine. There's usually appetizers. So.
Yeah.
Come on down. Say hi to everyone.
Yeah, check it out. It's a winery downtown Sandpoint. It's today at 5. And let's see what else is going on. Ike Hartz has music tonight at 7 with John Fershey, who's really, really good, by the way. Yappy Hour is the first Yappy Hour in a year or so is Thursday, May 27th. It's going to be at the Ponderay Pet Safe Dog Park on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, 4 until 7. Beers provided by Laughing Dog, Spuds providing the wine. Live music with Carrie Lee. And it's the first Yappy Hour in about 15 months, and more to come on the last Thursday of each month. It's put together by the Better Together Animal Alliance, formerly known as the Panhandle Animal Shelter. So see you there tomorrow. What else is going on? The winery on Friday has live music with Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch, two-thirds of the band Red Blend. Mm-hmm. They'll be playing from 6 to 9. Of course, Farmer's Market is today.
Oh, right. What time? 3 to 5:30.
3 to 5:30 in Farman Park downtown. It's also every Saturday morning, of course. And it's, American Heroes Weekend at Silverwood. It's supposed to be a great weekend for
beautiful
weather.
Beautiful, yeah.
So Silverwood, all military personnel, veterans, police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel get free admission to Silverwood this
amazing
weekend.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different groups of people. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And plus their immediate family members, spouses, and children, for example, receive special discounted rates.
Wow.
So you can go to silverwoodthemepark.com to learn more about that. We're going to learn more about Ricky and Scott's top 10 favorite songs at the time being. I might even have a list, too.
Ooh.
So stick around.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
The season is in full swing, and now's the time to get going on your home remodeling projects. Real Estate Rescue is your locally owned company that specializes in everything from remodels to new construction. If you want your building project done right, get in touch with Real Estate Rescue today by calling 208-265-9051 or visit realestaterescue208.com. For home improvement projects, repairs, or general handyman work, call today, 208-265-9051. They're here for you 7 days a week.
Maybe you're one of our new neighbors who've discovered how great our little corner of the country is. Maybe you're looking for a bank that's just as wonderful. One that provides all the financial expertise of a larger bank, along with the friendly, welcoming attention that makes you feel like you're truly in the right place. Then, definitely, you should be banking at Mountain West Bank. Call, click, or tap today. And love your bank as much as your new hometown. Member FDIC.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. That's a great song.
Yeah.
It's one of the great songs ever. And I know there's a bunch of old-timers listening right now going, I haven't heard that song in 50 years. It's even older now. It's 60 years old. Mm. The Rolling Stones and Not Fade Away, I think from their second album. Mm. I'm guessing on that. And I just thought we'd lead in with that because that's my number 10 of favorite songs right now. And I don't know why, but it was like 2 weeks ago, Saturday night, just sitting around listening to Spotify, like listening to all live tracks. And I thought, I wonder if the Stones ever did Not Fade Away live. And there was a tour where they opened with it. And if you can find that, it's really, it brings back memories. And it's such a catchy tune. Uh-huh. And you never hear it anymore, anywhere. So it's... That's one I've been playing a lot lately.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Just thought I'd share that.
I like it. Scott, what's your number 10?
My number 10 is different from that. It's Nancy Sinatra.
Sinatra's different than Mick Jagger? What?
She's kind of the Keith Richards of the family. But it's one that Barbara and me have been singing a lot the past few months, and it just always comes to mind. It's Such a Pretty World Today.
Aww.
It's such a charming song, and it's also in one of my favorite movies. I always connect with Idaho because we got it. We bought the VCR or the tape of it when we were up VHS on vacation tape. Once. Desert Blue. Had it now. It's the first place I heard the song. But
nice.
It's a great little one.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I have not listened to it.
How does it go?
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
You sound just like her.
And it has kind of like a Jordanaire sound behind it.
Yeah. Mine is almost the complete opposite of that. It is called Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think by Guy Lombardo. It's sort of a upbeat, grim tale about don't waste your life. Safe to say I've been listening to it almost nonstop since New Year's. It's one of those songs that I was making a New Year's playlist, and I was like, oh, this one's perfect. You know, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. There's a few. Yeah, here it is.
I'm almost here.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself. It's later.
So it's catchy. So it catches in your, but it's all about don't waste your life.
Can't
don't waste
you
your
choreographed
time.
A dance for that, too.
Thank you. Yes.
Beautiful.
It just is always, it's just, it's one of those, you know, deep, depressing songs that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
So I picked the Rolling Stones. You pick what? Nancy Sinatra and you pick Guy Lombardo.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're establishing a pattern here. Now, how did you know about this Guy Lombardo song? That's what I'm curious about.
That's a really good question. I've actually been trying to pin that down. It's in some old movie, like very old movie, because it's a very old song.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it is. I'm just going to have to rewatch every old movie I've ever seen.
I've heard somebody else do it. Will. Somebody more recent, but I can't.
Yeah. Can't there's right a now. Lot of people have redone it. Yeah. Actually, there was one I found. It's a guy that I'll think of it on the break.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good one.
Thanks.
We're off to a great start. My number 9, speaking of movies, is from the movie Crazy Heart from a few years ago, about 8 years ago. Jeff Bridges, who really surprised me in Crazy Heart, how good he was at that role and how he could really sing and play guitar. And it's called Fallin' and Flyin'. You know, funny how Fallin' feels like flying for a little while.
Oh.
And in his character for the movie, it's exactly what he was going through. It's like... I'm trying to have a really good time, but I know I'm going down. Anyway,
that's a good
it's
one.
A good
that
one.
Was a fun film.
Yeah, nice.
Enjoyed that one. My number 9 is Perfect Day by Lou Reed. I've just always liked the sound of that song because he's just talking about, you know, a perfect day.
Yeah.
Feed animals at the zoo, and then later a movie too, and then home.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like it. It's a sweet song.
Lou Reed is one of those artists, too, that you put it on when you don't know what mood you're in, and then you just start listening. You're like, every song, it just hits so well. He's so good.
Well, yeah, most Lou Reed. Like Berlin, you know what mood you are if you put that on.
Right, true.
Yeah.
So The Perfect Day, what album is that from?
That's on Transformer.
Oh.
One of my favorite albums.
It's one of the early ones. Well, not not early for him, early for like us.
Sure.
For us, yeah. It's like, I think it's like second album or something solo away from the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, so it's probably like 72 or something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah.
That's pretty early in the history of the world. my number nine is, I actually heard it listening to The Beach, and it's one of the songs that I looked up when I got to work because you hear it and it's stuck in your head.
Oh, you mean 105.3 The Beach?
Yes.
Right here in Sandpoint?
It's what I listen to in the car.
That's great.
Sometimes. So it's called Best Friend. It's by Saweetie featuring Doja Cat. And it's about these two girls empowering themselves. Like, look at that girl. She's my best friend. She's got all this stuff going on in her own life. She doesn't need anyone else. And they're just like pumping each other up. And it's just like this feel good club anthem. And I love it. I sing along every time.
Mm. That almost made my list, but I didn't know what it was at all.
I'm surprised it's not on either
of
your lists.
I concur completely because I was going to put that on my list, but I've never heard it before. So
I just sang it to you in the studio before, but there's a lot of expletives, so I'm not going to sing it on the air. They do play the radio edited version on The Beach.
The Beach. It's a top 40 radio station right here in Sandpoint. Check it out.
Yeah.
My number eight, I think we have time to get number eights in here. I didn't know about this band until like 6-8 months ago. You know, Tom Petty passed away, of course, several years ago. But Mike Campbell, who was his lead guitar player, who rarely sang even backup with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of the great guitar players, period. But he went on to form his own band called the Dirty Knobs, and he's the singer. And surprisingly, he sounds a lot like Tom Petty.
Interesting.
So I'm surprised he didn't sing more back in the day. But a song called Irish Girl, which I heard on 95.3 KPND.
No way.
Yeah. And I had to call the DJ, which is embarrassing for me, going, who is that? What is this song? And yeah, it was Mike Campbell and Irish Girl from the Dirty Knobs. So if you're looking for something new that sounds kind of like Tom Petty, check out the Dirty Knobs.
Good one.
Check that out.
Number eight.
A Bob Dylan cover done by Amy Levere, I'll Remember You. It's a sweet version of it, just remembering old friends and the past. This is because, you know, with the past year being locked up, you spend a lot of time thinking about when you could go outside.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
You know, just last weekend, I was looking at Bob Dylan live things on YouTube, and it was him and, what's her name? She was a backup singer, but when he broke up with Sarah, he started hanging out with her, and they were at Live Aid, you know, which was like the most watched concert on TV in '84, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
And they came out and sang that song. It's a great version, those two of them live, and you know that it's for each other because it's really cute.
I know this is like sacrilegious, but some of my favorite Bob Dylan songs are covers of Bob Dylan songs. Like Nina Simone does great covers. Julie London actually does a great cover. Like, I love people covering Bob Dylan songs.
I think I probably, if I was on the spot, would prefer covers to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of the Bob Dylan covers are better than Bob Dylan's version.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a great singer-songwriter, but a better songwriter than singer.
Yeah, yes. I mean, some songs he does really well, but
And we can't go mentioning Bob Dylan without mentioning that he just turned 80 years old.
Oh, I thought you were going to plug his Christmas album.
That is the worst album of all time. You know, unless you like hearing Christmas carols sung by a guy with sand and glue in his throat.
Yes. I've got to change my number
one. But happy
one.
Birthday, Bob Dylan. my number eight is You Don't Have to Say You Love Me by Dusty Springfield. First of all, very dramatic song. It starts out with like major trumpets and you don't know where the song is going. And it's just like goes hard left turn into like classic 60s pop music. But it's just a really sweet song about like, hey, let's just spend this night together. You don't have to say you love me. Just, you know, be around. No big deal. Keep it cool and casual. I relate a lot to this song.
Is that kind of suggestive?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, her other one, Breakfast in Bed, is my second favorite Dusty Springfield song.
Now, that's a little suggestive, too.
Yeah.
So maybe she just wanted them to spend the night to make breakfast.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But then they don't have to stay around after that.
And you don't have to say you love me or even thank you for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. And with those heavy thoughts, we are going to take our second break. We have Scott McLongstreet with us. It's Ricky's Top 10 this week. Top 10 favorite songs at the moment. More of this after this.
Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy.
yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink.
Have you thought about a new and improved low-maintenance metal roof? Badger Building Center has the industry's absolute best Fabrol metal roofing with the absolute best prices around. Fabrol metal roofing comes in 20 different color options, has a 40-year warranty, and will give your home, pool, building, or shed the protection you're looking for. Visit Badger Building Center in Post Falls, Segal, Bonners Ferry, or Kalispell for all your Fabrol metal roofing needs. Or visit them online for a free quote at badgerbuilding.com. That's badgerbuilding.com.
Lighthouse is proud to introduce two new brands, Lighthouse Purely Balanced Greek Yogurt Dressings and Plant-Based Green Garden Dressings, Dips, and Mayos. Swing by the produce department of the Sandpoint Super One or Ponderay Yolks this Friday, May 28th from 3 to 6 p.m. to celebrate the launch of these new brands. Say hello to the Lighthouse team, grab some fun swag, and pick up the new products. Introducing Lighthouse Purely Balanced Greek Yogurt Dressings and Plant-Based Green Garden Dressings, Dips, and Mayos.
With summer just a few weeks away, the co-op is ready to help with whatever you have planned. Hiking and camping is always a summer must. At the co-op, you'll find camping supplies, safety gear, and outerwear to keep you safe and dry. And we also carry barbecue grills, smoking wood pellets, and grilling supplies. For those of you changing up your landscape, we've taken delivery of frost-free water hydrants and poly pipe for just about any irrigation application. For the guy who believes in work before play, the co-op stocks woodcutting accessories and safety gear to get you in and out of the woods safely and ready to go have some fun for the rest of the summer. And don't forget, the co-op is your source for tools and hardware for just about any home repair project you have in mind. Our fastener selection is impressive. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
People so busy, make me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright.
Been watching Love, Simon?
No.
It's a cute little rom-com about a kid coming out of the closet to his parent. That song's in it.
Oh. Well, that's Ray Davies, of course, the front man and the songwriter, primarily the songwriter for the Kinks.
Yeah.
In Waterloo Sunset.
Such a good song.
Yeah, which I have a feeling is going to be on somebody's top 10, and that's why we had our engineer Pat play it.
That's a great song.
It is a great song. You know, actually, my favorite version, though, is... that album that Ray Davies did, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years ago with a bunch of celebrity people helping him out. Yeah. Him and Jackson Browne do, in my opinion, the best version of Waterloo Sunset.
There was a YouTube of him and David Bowie doing it.
Oh.
That would
pretty
be
awesome.
Like
yeah.
It makes more sense, both of them being English and everything. All right. So we're back.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm Bob. This is Scott over here and Ricky. Ricky's top 10, our top 10 favorite songs at the time, meaning right now.
Right now.
And this one honestly comes from one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time, Nilsson Schmilsson by Harry Nilsson. I'm guessing 74 or 5. Just
maybe
guessing.
Even earlier than that, I think.
Maybe. Anyway, it's an album that primarily did with George Harrison and Ringo Starr backing him up and stuff. And it's a tie between two of the songs on there. They're all great, but the Lottery song is kind of like Waterloo Sunset. It's really catchy and kind of cute. And, you know, you can do the laundry. I'll come by on Monday. You give me the money. I'll go buy it. It's
I love that song.
Yeah, it's really cute. So the Lottery song and The Most Beautiful World in the World is maybe the single best way to end a classic album.
I had that on my COVID dance mix. Throughout the year, I've been adding songs and trying to keep it down to like 80 songs.
Yeah.
So I kept adding songs to take them off, but that was definitely one of them.
See, that's what I meant in the intro. If the three of us tried to do the top 10 favorite songs of all time, there would be 80 in that top 10 list. Yeah.
I actually had a Nielsen moment during the quarantine because he's just so underrated, and I got really upset about it. He's such a good artist.
He's amazing.
And I remember a Beatles interview in the mid to late 60s, and there's, you know, the four of them at an airport or something. Mm-hmm. And the reporter asked, so who do you guys listen to? Who's your favorite artist? And all four of them at the same time said, Harry Nilsson. So as it turns out, when the Beatles broke up, he made an album with John.
Nice.
Pussycats. Mm-hmm. And several albums several Harry Nilsson albums featured George Harrison on it. So
love it.
Check it out.
Very good.
He's good. We could just do a whole show on Harry Nilsson.
We should.
We could.
But let's not. Scott, what's your number seven?
Oh, man. My number seven is More Than This, the Roxy Music song. Mm. Although I really particularly like Don Landis does a great version of it. But I love the sound of it. It's just a easygoing song. More Than This, There Is Nothing. Mm. Tide coming in. It just has a great sound.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, tide coming in, Waterloo Sunset. There's a theme going on.
There's a theme. Mine is going to break that theme. mine is also from listening to The Beach. I don't know if you guys keep up on the gossip rags, but there's a whole thing with Scooter Braun taking Taylor Swift's catalog. And so she has been re-recording all of her songs herself. So specifically the Taylor Swift version of Mr. Perfectly Fine, it's in the top 40 right now, so I hear it all the time on the beach. It's just one of those, you know, really good, catchy songs. And I love Taylor Swift, and I want to support her and her career. And this is the latest one that I've been
jamming on. I know, it's crazy that you had to re-record her catalog because a company gets it. Yeah,
yeah. So if you are listening on like Spotify or something, look for the Taylor Swift version.
So what isn't the Taylor Swift version? I'm confused.
There will be like from the old albums, it'll just have the name of the song and the artist Taylor Swift. And then from the new ones, it'll say the name of the song, artist Taylor Swift, and then in parentheses, Taylor Swift version.
So whose version is the original Taylor Swift version?
Scooter Braun gets money for that, not Taylor.
So did she sell her catalog to Scooter Braun?
I don't know exactly the deal. I don't want to like say it on the air because I'm not sure. Particularly, but it was like a shady deal gone bad.
Like something she regrets.
Right.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Like maybe like letting Ryan Adams cover her songs.
Exactly.
So another plug for The Beach. 105C,
I listen
The Beach
to it a lot.
Live DJs these days.
Yes,
so Beach is, if you like your top 40, obviously Ricky does.
Yeah.
So that's where you'll get it. Let's do a couple more here. My number six has just always been a Friday or Saturday night of listening to music all night and just one last song. Mm-hmm. And I really like live recordings. Mm-hmm. And you can always a fallback for me is Tom Petty's Anthology because it's every Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker song, but live versions from various concerts. But he ends that particular concert with a version from somewhere in Canada of All Right For Now, and it's a song that we'd get certain places in our lives when you were little, and I'd look at the kids all sleeping going, you know, we're all right. We're all right for now. We'll be fine.
That's a good one.
And especially in this last year, it's been like, how are we going to make it?
Yeah.
So it's just one of those songs that will kind of help you get to sleep, like, yeah, we're going to be all right.
We're all right for now.
He does have such a soothing voice, too.
I like that one. That's very good.
That's good. Thank you.
My number six is from Dr. Dog, and it's The Breeze, and it's just You're shaking your head. It's,
I got nothing on
it's,
that.
It's off an album called Fate. Dr. Dog, great band. This album is incredible. But it's a breeze. It's like if life's going way too fast and the good times don't seem to last, take a moment and breathe.
Interesting.
Oh, breathe.
No, it's called The Breeze.
The Breeze.
But then it gets to breathe in there. Okay.
Isn't that a ZZ Top song?
They call me the Breeze.
The Breeze.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah. This is different?
I think that's on Ricky's.
this is by Deputy
Top 5 are all ZZ Top.
Deputy Dog? Is that
Doctor Dog. It's a really nice song just about relaxing and taking it as it goes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Deputy Dog did some
Deputy
good
Dan
stuff, though, too.
Breathe.
Hey, you can tell the truth here, Scott. Did you just make that up?
He accuses me of this all the time.
Nobody's checking in on this stuff, right?
I just Googled it, and this says no one's heard of this.
So speaking of Harry Nilsson, he does a much worse version of this. I love As Time Goes By. This is my number 6 by Dooley Wilson. It's from the Casablanca soundtrack. You must remember this. It's a very sweet, sentimental song. Harry Nilsson does a much sappier version of it. Yeah. So good.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
One of the best songs of all time to, like, slow dance to or sing along drunkenly.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Time goes by.
Such a beautiful song. So I do often actually revisit that one, particularly like you wake up on Sunday morning and you don't want to get out of bed yet. So you're just laying there listening to music. That's one of the ones that I'll put on. Just sweet and sentimental. Yeah. And I don't like Harry Nilsson's version of it very much. I'm sorry to say that. He just adds all this like trumpet and pomp to it, and it doesn't need that.
Your grandmother would be very proud of you for your taste in movies and music.
Thank you. You did tell me that once. You're like, you listen to the same music as my mom. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you.
You're an old soul.
Yeah. It's like when I go through the records and your brother Willie's. And I was like, yeah, those are all mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll do one more and then we'll take our final break. And it's a tie. And this is just during this COVID year. I hadn't listened to these guys in years. When they came out in the 80s, they were like my favorite band. They only made 2 records, I believe, The Traveling Wilburys, which, of course, is kind of a Tom Petty, Bob Dylan theme and George Harrison going on here with my name. It's those guys.
Yeah.
And Roy Orbison appeared on the first one, and Jeff Lynne, who was totally forgettable. But he overproduces everything. Anyway, a tie between 7 Deadly Sins and Where Were You Last Night.
That's a good one.
Where Were You Last Night? I find that song just really hysterical.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Like, Where Were You Last Year? You sure as hell weren't here. Just great lines. But the Traveling Wilburys, in case you didn't know, Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan primarily, and they would all go to George's house in Malibu and lock themselves in the studio for a week and come up with these songs. And I saw a Tom Petty interview. They said, well, who wrote the words? He goes, well, some of us would come up with a chorus, but we could never figure out the lyrics, so we'd always go, Bob? And Bob Dylan had no problem coming up with lyrics for song after song after song. Then they would record them and then go away.
Amazing.
Yeah. Pretty great, pretty classic stuff. So if you haven't listened to the Traveling Wilburys in a while, you'll be glad you went back to it.
Yeah, it's a good
That's
one.
A good one.
We are going to take our final break for Ricky's Top 10 this week. We have Scott McLongstreet with us. Of course, Ricky, I'm Bob Witte, and we're doing our top 10 favorite songs at this particular moment in time. So stick around.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
Burrow
over 45 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has looked for ways to make your life easier, combining the pharmacy, housewares, hardware, and even lawn and garden in one store. Come in and see their beautiful yard art, a large collection of seeds, and a wide variety of lawn care products, from fertilizers to sprinklers. And if you're not sure exactly what you need, they have an incredibly knowledgeable staff to help answer any questions you might have. Open 7 days a week, Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint, making your life easier every day.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Every Idahoan age 12 and older is eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
The COVID-19 vaccine is free. The vaccine has been rigorously tested. The COVID vaccine is safe and it works. And over 500,000 Idahoans have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine because they know it's the best shot we have to stop the spread of COVID. Now you can get the vaccine anytime. Walk into a local pharmacy or get an appointment at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
Enjoy a night of sweet country charm. Yes, Old Dominion is coming to Northern Quest. See them at BECU Live September 25th. Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts brings you Old Dominion. Get tickets now at northernquest.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag, roll up and stash behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and ink stains and ink dried upon some line. And it keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you under gentle on my mind.
All right, the late, great John Harford with Gentle on My Mind. And we had Paul Simon with Graceland going into the break. And I have a feeling those two songs might show up in somebody's top five here in a few moments. And if you're wondering where you've heard that John Harford song before, what's his name made it a big hit?
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell, big hit for Glenn Campbell. And also he played it every Sunday on the Smothers Brothers show. I guess Tommy Smothers just really loved John Harford and that song.
I don't pride myself on being a music nerd by any means, but I was talking to a broadcaster at a different radio station and he said, I didn't know John Harford covered that song. And I finally got to one up another broadcaster and be like, actually, he wrote that song. Glenn Campbell covers it. And I felt very proud of myself.
He used to, John Harford was a comedy writer on the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did that and then started playing his music there. And then he made a good living off that one song.
He had his dinner with us at a campground in Yosemite one night. Yeah. Anyway, long story. Scott, you're number five.
That is a long story. I got a great slide from that, though. That's another story. Okay, my number five. Talking Heads, Life During Wartime.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I got some groceries, some peanut butter to last a couple of days. Pretty much how I felt throughout the past year. And there's plenty of different versions of that one, too. So I was able to keep mixing it up in the COVID mix.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. It's a good song, though. You always feel kind of intimidated.
I actually chose the exact same song. No. I couldn't be more opposite. Mine is also from the Listening to the Beach, but also it's just if you are involved in TikTok or Instagram Reels or anything, you've heard the opening line of this song 5 million times. But it's also a great song. It's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. It's called Leave the Door Open. It is just – it's going to be one of those slow jams that's around for a long time because it's – one, it has a lot of like humor and levity to it, but it's also just like – it's a jam. It's really good. And it I don't know if you know Anderson .Paak. He raps and he also plays snare drum. He's incredibly talented. And he just has this great, like, sort of raspy voice. And then Bruno Mars, of course, can sing the roof off of anything. Mm-hmm. And it's a great little duet that they do. And it's just super chill. I could listen to it over and over and over. It's very good.
Check it out. My number four is a guy that's performed right here in this very studio 2 years ago, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. And this version of the song, I just heard it for the first time last week, and it's off of his live album, Live from Red Rocks, and Son of a Bitch. And you cannot, if you're in a party mood at all, that just, it's like the perfect song.
It kills.
Give me a drink.
Yeah.
And it's a great version with the crowd singing along and stuff. So check it out sometime.
Great. It's one of my favorite festival memories.
Yeah, it was the best Thursday night to date that we had 2 years ago.
I like it.
I'm sorry I missed that one. Oh, my number four is Manassas doing Johnny's Garden.
Totally. And,
Stephen Stills.
Stephen Stills, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great song, and I, you know, spent a lot of time in the garden, and just I look out the garden and go, wow, just really like this garden and that song. And apparently he wrote that song because he talks about buying a garden in the song. And as he bought a garden in England, one of those estates, and he bought it from Peter Sellers, the estate and the garden. And it's the gardener who took care of it is what the character was in. Oh, I just lost the name of that movie. The Peter Sellers one?
Pink Panther?
Pink Panther?
Oh, well. Would have been good if I remembered the name of the movie, but I'm too old for that. Anyway, it was a one about a gardener.
Gotcha.
Well, being there, that was it. Mm. Yeah, and it's a... So, yeah, it was interesting finding out where that song came from. And it's just
nice.
And there you go.
I like it.
You're number four.
My number four is from an album. This is my number one most listened to album in the last year. It's called Asterisk the Universe by John Craigie. I've been telling the both of you to listen to it. It's one of those albums, the first time you listen to it, you swear you've heard it before. It's so good and familiar sounding, but all of it's new and original, and I love John Craigie, obviously, anyway. And so this one is on the album. It's called Part Wolf. And it just has that beautiful mingling that John Craigie can do of sentimental and humor, much like John Hartford or John Prine. If you like them, you'll love this album, Asterisk the Universe. But my number four is the song Part Wolf, one of my favorite songs off of that album.
And we just mentioned Red Rocks, and you mentioned John Craigie. He's playing at Red Rocks this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
My number three, where we're running low on time, is anything off of a Bob Dylan bootleg album. if you're a Bob Dylan fan, you know all of his songs by heart, all 800 of them. But on the bootleg albums, you hear the demo outtakes, and he likes to take songs and completely change the way they are and change I mean, there's like five or six different versions of Tangled Up in Blue in this collection. It's all...
Yeah, that's
to
amazing.
Me, it's great. It's great stuff. So,
good one.
Scott, you're number three.
Number three, we talked about it already, Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks. I like Greg Kinn does a fantastic cover of it. But it's just, it's a nice, comfortable song.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Speaking of feel-good songs, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. It's in a bajillion movies about New York. It's also just one of those songs, you've heard it your whole life, and it's familiar and comforting, and I've been playing a lot of George Gershwin in the pandemic because it does have that sort of sentimental familiarity to it that I really enjoy.
That's good. Calms you down.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe your list. Guy Lombardo, Gershwin.
And you get to both ends there.
Yeah.
We haven't had any Barbra Streisand yet.
There's not any on my list.
Wow.
I know.
Anyway, my number two is a tie between a bunch of bands. It's anything from St. Paul and the Broken Bones or Shaky Graves or Jake Owen or Gladys Knight.
I'm feeling a theme or here.
Or Keb Mo, or even the Spokane Symphony.
I do walk into your house and you're just jamming out to Gladys Knight all the time.
That's not true. But it is true. All of the aforementioned people, and there's one more coming up, are playing at the festival at Sandpoint July 29th through August 8th. So you can go to festival@sandpoint.com and buy your tickets.
Cheap time. Cheap sellout. Scott, what's your number two?
Well, interestingly enough, my number two is Gillian Welch. Everything is Free.
And she has such a good voice.
She does.
Check out Gillian Welch.
Gillian Welch.
Yeah.
And David Rawlings.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good one. Everything is Free.
Just I like it.
Check out that song.
Nice. My number two, we just heard coming in from the break, Gentle on My Mind by John Hartford. There's a slower version of it on a different album that I really like, but the fast version is good too. Obviously, Glen Campbell's version is good. Just a great, great song. Listen to the lyrics. It's so good.
Yeah, well, everybody knows that song from the Glen Campbell version, but John Hartford is
I've rediscovered the real thing.
And he owned a paddle boat, one of those big, like, gambler paddle boats down on the Mississippi.
The Mississippi.
And it was named the Julia Bell. And you have a sister named Julia Bell.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, crazy.
So weird. My number one, I can't believe we're at number one already, is this is another one I just kept falling back to during the pandemic. And there was so much else going on, Black Lives Matter and just the election, just so much going on. But Paul Simon has a song called American Tune. And there is a, I mean, the on the original album, it's a great version.
And certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant. So far away from home. So far away from home.
Bringing out the Kleenex now.
Yeah,
so
it was great. You know, those kind of depressing nights. And he's my favorite version. You can find it on YouTube. And it's just him. He's like singing it outside of his house or something. And you could hear these doves and birds in the background. It's a tearjerker.
Nice.
Anyway. That's my number one.
That's a really good one.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say mine. I can't top that.
Oh, my number one's a Paul Simon song, too. It's Graceland.
We just heard that.
Yeah.
Nice one.
It's just a great song. It just sounds about a road trip.
Yeah, it's makes got a road get trip. It's got his son. It's got Elvis.
There's a hard theme here. I don't want to interrupt. My number one is Nomads. It's also on the new John Craigie album. It's about the chorus is all about St. Christopher. And traveling and bring us home safely. There's definitely a theme in this last year when we're all trapped in our houses.
Yeah, definitely want to get out there.
Yeah.
Which we're doing. I mentioned that the Sampling Seniors are having their Injectors Auto Club barbecue coming up June 19th. We'll have Sherry Coldwell back on our show tomorrow. Talk more about that.
Nice.
And, I do like their... Our songs were all really different, but they're kind of, like you said, the same type of theme. It's we're all just hoping for better times.
No.
I think we're right about
that.
We're
getting there.
Also tomorrow on the show, Heather and Hannah from the Bonner County History Museum, or Historical Society Museum, right down the street here on Ella. And they're doing a great job with the history. I love Hannah's articles in the Reader. And they recently brought back the bell that was on top of City Hall and the fire department years and years ago. So there's a lot to talk about. They haven't been on the show for about a year. So that's all happening tomorrow.
That'll be great. Are you done talking?
You know, I think I'm done talking.
All right. Well, I'll take over from here. I'm Bob Woody. What's going on, Will?
I want to thank Scott with Longstreet for joining us today. Ricky's top 10 favorite songs at the time. If you want to hear this show again or you missed part of it, like, God, I wonder what her number five was. Mm-hmm. Well, you can go give us a little time to download it, but you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and go to the Noon Hour and find Ricky's Top 10 and play it for yourself any old time.
So, like if you were driving around Sandpoint looking for somebody and...
And you couldn't find them and you missed your husband's show.
Yeah. Wow.
That type of thing.
That's great.
Barb. Anyway, that's it for here today. Thank you, Ricky. Thanks, Scott. I'm back in here tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later. We'll be right back.
KCU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.